In this bulletin, the federal government comes under fire over its emissions reduction modelling, a legal victory for Britney Spears, and in sport, a major study launched into the impact of pregnancy on female athletes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government has come under fire for the modelling on which it's based its plan for net zero emissions by 2050. The plan indicates 40% of this reduction will come through investment in new technology that some climate scientists say is lacking in proven effectiveness and light on detail. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has also accused the government of trying to hide from scrutiny by releasing the information late on a Friday afternoon.
What politicians normally will do, if they're proud of their work, if there's rigour in the work, is release information to journalists and allow them to ask questions. What we had here was a series of press conferences from the Prime Minister and from Angus Taylor, and then after the press conferences were over, a release of the modelling without proper scrutiny.
Liberal MP Trent Zimmerman has defended the modelling. He says it's about reducing the cost of new technology. Workers employed in the distribution warehouse of fashion retailer Country Road have picketed outside one of its stores as part of a campaign for higher pay. The workers get above award wages, but say they fail to compensate for cost of living increases. Staff who are members of the United Workers Union haven't ruled out strike action in the lead up to Christmas that could impact deliveries from the Melbourne-based warehouse. This employee, Kate, says she and the other warehouse workers deserve higher wages and better treatment.
We all love working at Country Road. Most of us have been there for 5 years plus. And we just want a living wage at the end of the day. We've been negotiating with the company now for the best part of 12 months. And they just don't want to negotiate.
The Country Road Group is owned by the South African-based retailer Woolworths Holdings Limited, which also owns David Jones. It says it pays well above award wages, and the warehouse workers are seeking what it calls unsustainable outcomes. Queensland has recorded no new COVID-19 cases, but contact tracers have yet to identify the source of two locally acquired cases detected this week. Authorities are encouraging Gold Coast residents to get tested if they show any sign of symptoms. A vaccination blitz is underway, with the state expected to hit the 70% double dose vaccination mark tomorrow. Health Minister Yvette Darf says it will enable interstate arrivals from hotspots to come to Queensland and quarantine at home if they meet certain requirements.
Of course, the big key criteria is fully vaccinated, 2 weeks since their second dose. They must have a negative test before they get on that plane, and they must be able to quarantine in a residence that is a standalone residence or has direct air-to-door access and no common areas to reduce that risk.
Britney Spears says the termination of a legal arrangement that controlled many aspects of her life is the best stay ever. A judge in Los Angeles has ended the conservatorship that was set up by the 39-year-old singer's father in 2008. Spears had described the legal arrangement as abusive. It had power over her finances, career decisions, and major personal matters, including whether she could remarry. A key figure in Donald Trump's administration faces a possible prison sentence and fine for refusing to testify about the US Capitol riot. 67-year-old Steve Bannon has been charged with contempt of Congress. His lawyers have argued his communications with Donald Trump were protected. Trump supporters raided the US Congress building on the 6th of January as a meeting was underway to certify the election result. To sport, and the Australian Institute of Sport has launched a major study into the impacts of pregnancy on high performance. The study aims to find ways to improve the career longevity of female athletes. It will survey athletes to determine the physical, mental, financial, and social impacts that pregnancy and post-pregnancy have when it comes to their decisions to remain or leave their sport. Former Olympic swimmer Rachel Harris is the project lead and hopes the findings will help better support female athletes during and after pregnancy. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 31. Showers easing in Adelaide, 17. Melbourne, showers and 15. Hobart, similar conditions, 14. Canberra, a shower or two and windy, 13. Wollongong, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, windy and partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, becoming windy and mostly sunny, 24. Brisbane, sunny and 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, much the same, and 36 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.